It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Crunch Time, Azito. Over 100 tools for your home and garden. Do it yourself. Do it with Azito. Do you. After a new Ranger or F-150, head over to Freeway Ford Cranbourne and test drive one today.
Anzac Day reprises the deeds of 1995. It's a draw.
I don't have a strong view for and against. I mean, I think it's a... If I was at the AFL, I'd poll the fans.
We fought for 120 minutes and we couldn't find a margin. I'll leave that up to others to decide whether we need more time.
I love competing. I love winning. I hate losing. So I would love to have played for an extra five or 10 minutes to get a result.
I think as players, we always want a result. So we'd play a few more minutes.
You're not disappointed, but you're not happy. It's sort of a sinking feeling right now.
Yeah, a bit of extra time would be probably good for the plot. Or even Golden Point would be a bit of fun as well. I know they... I think they do that in the under-18s. I remember playing in a few games like that. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys reckon?
What do you guys reckon indeed, Darcy Moore? So it's the biggest draw since 2010, where the rules instantly changed around the grand final to move to three. Well, we now have 3 minutes each way as an extra time period, and then we would repeat that and repeat that under the grand final rules. 93,500 people. That was my first instinct, was Brad's. Was if you could exit poll 93,644 and ask them, that would have been a really worthwhile exercise. Is that as much as you wanted, or would we have gone to extra time? Would you have been prepared to risk losing to get the reward of winning and the decisive outcome? It just feels there are little moments that arise in the evolution of the game to ask, and I think, rather than fearing the debate, it's worth just asking to see if we're happy where we've been all along. Bix?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one because I've struggled both ways. I like the quirks in our game, and every other game has extra time, and we don't during our home and away season. So I like that. But after the game, like when it happened, I shocked myself because I thought, oh, wouldn't it have been good if they played five more minutes or whatever to get an outcome? Because I'd sat through, an hour and 20 and I felt like I wanted a result. So I'm not really sure, but I was listening to Dwayne's show yesterday. And then I noticed a poll that he put up on the Twitter on X, and there was about 211 respondents, and it was 87% said leave it as the draw. So that surprised me. I thought it might have been a little bit more the other way. So it's only a very small sample size, but a sample size nonetheless.
Where are you, Kingy?
Yeah, I come from a different space here, Jared. I hate this discussion.
Yes. Scars of the past?
Scars of the past. I was the fool hanging onto the footy in a drawn final. I'm not talking about draws at all. I'm still trying to get Dennis's image out of my head. It's been 30 years nearly.
You thought you could kick at 85 metres.
Here we go. See? This is what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
So you put your head above the parapet yesterday, Sam?
Well, I'm not surprised at all by Bix's numbers there. I'm lucky to be here. I was nearly lynched when I left the studio, even for raising it as a conversational piece. There are a lot of unhappy people there in the leave the game alone basket. I mean, I didn't think, even if you straw poll the players, and I reckon 85% of the players would want it because they're competitors. They're out there because they are desperate to win. And it, for me anyway, watching just a magnificent game, magnificent spectacle, just left a bit of an anticlimactic aftertaste in my mouth. And as a supporter or a fan, even as a neutral, how can you phrase it like this, how can you not want more of that? How could you possibly sign off on, right, that's it, dust the hands and let's go home. How can you not want more of that?
So the Pacers and the Bucks were tied together at 111 apiece at the end of this morning's NBA game. They didn't all go home. They went, oh, actually, the next bit's going to be the very best bit.
So, it's one of our results, though, Jerry.
It is. We have three results.
Have three results.
That's totally right. So the one question I had was, now that we do it for finals and grand finals, so again, somebody associated with last year's grand final said to me in the lead up, they didn't know whether to raise in one of their meetings, hey, by the way, if this is a draw, this is how extra time works. It's 3 minutes either way. These are the rules around it so that everybody would know. And I just covered a Super Bowl where evidently the 49ers players didn't know.
Had no idea.
And they play extra time in the regular season. So whether we are depriving the participants of the chance to play in extra time and to observe extra time so that when they get it on the day that it absolutely matters most, they're actually well versed in it.
That's what I needed,
yes,
Jared.
So you wouldn't do
I was
that.
Robbed.
That's I feel so separate to the entertainment debate. Yeah. That was the little bit I wondered about. We used to have three different ways where we would resolve is draws, extra time in finals, and then a replay. Now we've got commonality around the finals, whether we should think about overtime commonality all the way through. So you get to experience extra time before it's for all the marbles.
Don't mind it. Don't mind the logic in that.
Yep, you're assuming, though, the players will actually learn the rules of coach players. And some of them just aren't interested. Even last night in the Port Adelaide game, Charlie Dixon gave away a 50-metre penalty and looked bewildered as to the reason why he didn't come back the 9 metres. He said, well, he marked it here. And he pointed to, you know, a metre inside the boundary line. And so don't assume, Jared, that players are interested enough to learn all of the rules.
My favourite subset of rules are the ones the players don't know. Yeah. And the 9 metre rule is right at the top of that list.
And they're still working out rushed how to actually get the ball through the behind. Still coming to terms with, am I under pressure or not?
And you tried to kick a drop punt from 85 as well.
That's just mean. What did you make of the whole thing? There was so much of what makes the game great tied into that.
Yeah. Well, the game itself was a cracker, wasn't it? The start was electric. Yeah. They kicked the first 5 goals? And they just looked like they just had total control of clearance. Anytime the ball went in the contest, they just hammered Collingwood. And I thought, wow, this is over. The game looked done. And they're constantly showing Craig McRae on the bench. And he didn't look rattled. He looked concerned, obviously. But he knew. He has this unbelievable belief in this group that they'll find, as they did the previous week. They did again. I marvel at Nick Daicos, and I know we talk about him a lot, but he just gives you so much content, doesn't he? Like, when the game needs to be swung, he's always the one. Bix, when they had to launch a comeback in that late first sort of to mid-second term, he was the man. And that's why we elevate him the way we do, because he doesn't do it when they're downhill skiing and 5 goals in front. He does it when they need the game to shift.
Well, and the other thing that he has this look about him is, give me the ball. Yeah. And it reminds me of Nathan Buckley. Nathan Buckley was like that, where just give me the ball because I've got so much self-assurance that I know that I'll use it well. And his teammates know that he'll use it well. So they do give it to him. And he just makes great decisions. He executes well. And I still think, even late in that game, I thought Jordan DeGoey did some nice things as well. And I think he's now going from, you know, well, he's already elevated himself, but he's going from a guy who has some ups and downs to being a much more consistent player now, and his reputation continues to grow as well, I think.
Yeah, so if you just look at the clearances, plus 17, contested possession, plus 22, like scores from clearance, 43 points. That's in their top dozen performances for the last 5 years. For Essendon, they've only had 3 better score differentials from clearance. So, you know, the plus 34 points on Thursday, they've only had 3 better in 5 years. So it's not just a good performance; like, it's right up there. So we've talked a lot about Zach Merritt, you and I, every Monday, about what he's doing to this group and how they're starting to come with him. And his standards are not, hey, follow me. It's, hey, let's do this together. There's a bit of a shift in the psychology of Zach, and it's working. I think what Brad Scott did with Nick Martin late was significant, putting him to half forward as an extra on baller / forward half player. And I wonder whether that is him. Is he a centre forward player now? They're the most valuable commodity in the game, those centre forward, Heaney, Petrarca, I don't know. Stringer's certainly that. He was terrific as well at centre bounces. DeGoey. That style of player, Bix, I just wonder whether Nick Martin can also be a weapon that they can use in this fashion.
Well, what he has, excuse me, he's got this amazing finishing ability. He kicked the last goal in the match against Adelaide, which was a really good shot from the 50-metre line on the run. He kicked that brilliant goal in that game. And not everyone can do that. Not everyone has got the ability to have that composure and poise with the way they use the ball, particularly around goals, particularly at big moments in games. So I heard they questioned Brad Scott about it after the game, and it had a little bit to do with the sub, but it was still a nice move, and it gives you confidence to know that he only has to have four or five touches inside that front half of the ground. One he puts to the advantage of his teammate and they kick a goal, and the second one he kicks a goal himself. So those players are really important.
First half, Essendon defensively brilliant. No, zero goals from Collingwood at a defensive half. Second half, five goals. So there's a consistency issue. They're working on it. They're getting better. But that's what I keep referring to. Until defensively they become the first half product, not the second half product, they'll be a serious player.
Bix mentioned the coach Brad Scott and the sub. Geez, he wound up on that. Probably as vocal as I think he's been on it, and he's had a few cracks at it as well. This is in light of Harry Jones coming off in the last quarter. No concussion, no facial damage, but the sub was there, so the time pressure in having to make a decision. So Brad's always been against the sub, and the argument is that it puts more pressure on the club doctor as opposed to less pressure as well. So when he was at the AFL, he was surprised that the club's voted to keep it. Now that he's on the outside, he's even more vocal with it, Jared.
All right, more on Anzac Day as we work our way through. Super Saturday thanks to Super Groups. So it starts in Tassie with the Kangas and the Crows. Ooh. And then the MCG will be pumping for the Cats and the Blues. And then a high consequence match in Perth as the Dockers and the Dogs meet to finish it off. If you're heading to any of these games, SEN Stadium. So this is the new generation technology. It no longer relies on the Wi-Fi. It passed the ultimate test on Anzac Day. If you're in the terraces, take your earbuds, spread the word, and correspond with us as it's happening. So 0433 98 11 16 with your experiences of SEN Stadium.
That's awesome.
And we'll give you a shout out as we work our way through the various venues this afternoon. And also Live Golf from Adelaide, which looked absolutely phenomenal yesterday. That's on the SEN app. There's netball with the Mavericks playing the Fever tonight, and there's EPL West Ham playing Liverpool. So you can drown in choices today. From 1 ton to 8 ton supergroups are the masters of Kubota excavators.